Hi, my name's Craig Townsend, and welcome to Mind Training for Swimmers. This is the essential information part of your program, which will show you how the mind works in swimming, plus two powerful mental training techniques, and how to best use the visualization exercise, which accompanied this information in a separate file. It's very important you listen to this information first before going on to the visualization exercise, as this will ensure you much more fully understand how it works. So let's begin. I've worked with many swimmers up to national level, and it seems that the vast majority have suffered from a simple lack of real belief in themselves and their ability. This in turn brings on other problems during the heat of competition, such as severe nervousness, inconsistency, swimming great times in training but performing badly in races, intimidation from other swimmers, and even from other coaches. This program is designed to give you the knowledge and techniques required to give you that extra boost of power you've been seeking. It'll provide you with two powerful techniques which will help you to pre-program your swim before you go to the pool and overcome most of the problems that you've been experiencing. When you've completed listening to this information, you'll be ready to use your powerful daily visualization exercise, specially designed to steadily build up your mental power for swimming and even put you in a peak frame of mind before you go out to race in a meet. So get ready to increase your mental and physical power, and over time you should find that your swimming will simply begin to improve effortlessly, but only on the condition that you do the accompanying visualization exercise on a regular daily basis. This program is not intended to be motivational. Its purpose is to provide a crash course of mental techniques that will improve your swimming times and performance. This mental training program has brought huge improvement and many personal best times to numerous swimmers who've used it, and I have no doubt that you can experience great success using it too. All you have to do is be dedicated to use the visualization exercise on a daily basis, and you should experience great improvement in your performance. But be warned, not everyone has this kind of dedication, so you'll have to be very disciplined. That's the only catch, but if you really want success badly enough, I'm sure you will be. As you know very well, it's only a very slight edge that separates a winner from the rest of the field. 1 second in swimming can be an eternity, and that's all it takes for a champion to show that they are superior to the others. The power of the mind is what sets champions apart from the rest and provides them with that slight edge you're searching for. Until recently, it was only the champions who knew about mental training, and they were the ones who were mentally tough and could always be counted on to bring out their best when it really mattered, or to come back and win when it looked like they were down and out. But now, we've had an explosion of information about how the mind controls the body, and so swimmers are beginning to realize more and more that it's their minds that are responsible for their performance. Notice I said the mind controls the body, not the other way around. You see, in the past, if a swimmer wasn't doing well, the first thing they'd do was to simply train harder and harder, which would occasionally bring some better results. But they'd soon realize that they were still being held back somehow, often swimming unbelievable times in training and then putting in poor performances at the important meets. Most swimmers have lost to competitors who are not as good as they were, and this is what brings swimmers to the realization that it's their mind which is the determining factor, the difference between winning and losing. Do you think you could be a better swimmer than you are right now? If so, maybe you're a swimmer who's put in the hard hours in training, but have not received the results that you deserve, and so you're making the first move towards investigating how to use your mind more effectively. Or possibly you've done some form of mental training already and are looking to further your knowledge. It's a tragedy that in the past many fine swimmers have retired in frustration, not knowing that if only they'd trained their minds, they may have been champions. So let's begin. The first thing you must know in order to understand your mind is that you actually have two minds. That's right, two minds, a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is your normal daily awareness. When you wake up in the morning and begin to think about what to do that day, that's your conscious mind thinking those thoughts. It makes your plans and decisions, thinks through problems and organises your life. It's often who we think we are, but really it's just our conscious mind thinking heaps of thoughts. In fact, while you're awake, it's constantly thinking thoughts all day long. Every day it thinks around 60,000 thoughts. But unfortunately for us, often a great majority of these thoughts are negative. And this is what affects your performance. In fact, your conscious mind is probably responsible for your worst performances in the pool. It's quite possible that your conscious mind regularly thinks destructive thoughts of failure, doubt, fear, worry, and anxiety, and these create major problems in swimming. These thoughts are transmitted by electrical impulses to your subconscious, which processes these thoughts the way a computer organizes information and sends them to the brain. And ultimately, these negative thoughts appear in your body's performance in the form of extreme nervousness, lack of belief, and inconsistency. So that's the bad news, but the good news is that you possess a highly powerful subconscious mind, which generally is responsible for your personal best times and greatest performances. It's the sleeping giant inside you, which most people aren't even aware of, but every champion knows very, very well. Your subconscious is awake 24 hours a day, and even without you knowing or thinking about it, it's coordinating thousands of different functions, such as your heartbeat, breathing, circulation, elimination, cell regeneration, and many other similar functions. Basically, it's keeping you alive. It's your inner intelligence which runs virtually every part of your life that you never have to think about, because it all happens automatically. You don't have to try to breathe or make your heart beat, it just happens automatically. And that's your subconscious at work. It also takes commands from your conscious mind and obeys instructions without question. It doesn't matter whether the command is positive or negative, intelligent or stupid, it simply acts on it the way a computer responds to your keyboard, no questions asked. In fact, your subconscious is so computer-like in the way it operates, if you vividly imagine that you're swimming, it will send the same electrical impulses to your brain that it would send if you really were swimming. It literally can't tell the difference between reality and something that's vividly imagined. This is something we can use to our advantage a little later. So, when you're ready to dive into the pool, it's your conscious mind which sends the command, and then it's your subconscious that acts on this command immediately, sending impulses to your brain which direct your arms, legs and body, and splash, you dive in. That's how it all works. Even to move one single step, this incredible process must happen in order to move your foot. Because your conscious mind is generally responsible for your worst performances in the pool, what you have to do is learn to override your conscious mind and use your subconscious more effectively. Now, importantly for your swimming, an amazing facet of the subconscious is your extensive memory bank. For instance, whenever you've trained or swum at a meet, your subconscious has taken a perfect copy of every single action, every single stroke, your rhythm, even every thought that you had on those days, and stored this information into your memory bank, which has records of every event that's ever happened in your entire life. That's right, your subconscious under hypnosis could tell you what color socks you wore on your third birthday and what color clothes your parents were wearing on your fourth birthday. Every life event is stored in there, but more importantly for you, you use this incredible memory bank to store your swimming experiences, and you draw upon these experiences every time you go to the pool. Then you go and swim a great time, and then that experience is added to your collection of memories, allowing you to improve even further. This is how all humans improve, through experience. We remember how we did things before, and then we improve upon them. So within your subconscious right now is the blueprint for the absolute perfect swim. So whenever you've swum your best times, your subconscious was mainly in charge of your performance, with barely any interruption from your conscious mind. Unfortunately, it's not always allowed to do this. Your conscious mind often instructs your subconscious with negative commands containing fear, worry, doubt, and anxiety that badly affect performance. If you think these negative thoughts regularly, they become a normal part of your everyday thinking, and this creates negative beliefs in your subconscious, which are very powerful. For instance, if you believe you can beat somebody in a certain event, then what this does is simply create the possibility that you'll win. But if you don't believe that you can beat a particular competitor, then there is absolutely no possibility whatsoever that you can beat that person. Even if you're in a winning position, your mind will sabotage your performance by causing you to lose rhythm or make a fundamental error. This, of course, reinforces the belief even further, making it even harder to break out of. This is the power of the subconscious. Your performance will always mirror the beliefs that you have about your swimming. So how do you know what beliefs you have in your mind? By looking for patterns in your performances. What limits have you reached but not been able to go any further? Who are the competitors that you can never seem to beat? What times have you set but not been able to break through and go faster? Are there any mistakes that you tend to make over and over again? These are all clear ways of seeing where we harbour negative beliefs about our performance. Beliefs are very much like weeds in a garden. Some have not been there all that long and can be pulled out easily, but some have been there for years and must be tugged at for a while before they'll come out. The good news is that if you have a negative belief that's been there for years, it will not take years to remove it. It might take weeks or a few months, but not years. In fact, it's much like using a videotape recorder. Once you program a new TV show over an old one, the old show is gone forever, and you're only left with the new one. The same happens with beliefs. Using these techniques I'll show you, you can simultaneously erase the negative beliefs forever and replace them with positive ones. Once you've done this, the sky's the limit. So let's talk about the techniques that you can use to overcome these negative beliefs and also to pre-program your swim before you go to the pool. These two techniques can help you to overcome nagging problems that may have plagued you for years, such as nervousness, lack of consistency, or not having enough self-confidence. These techniques have turned around many swimmers' performances. In fact, one swimmer I saw, who'd been out of training for months due to a long illness, came out after a couple of practice sessions and put in a personal best time simply from using these techniques. I still remember how amazed he was, knowing that if he'd been in full training, he could have swum even faster. The first technique, visualization, is probably the most powerful technique available to improve your performance and times. It's used by virtually every world-class swimmer, athlete, or sportsperson in the world because it's highly effective, easy to do, and can overcome any number of sports-related problems. No matter what you need to work on, it can help you get the results you want, but only on one condition. This technique will not work effectively unless it's used each and every day of your life. That's right, every day. Only for about 10 minutes, but every single day. If you use this technique every second or third day, you simply won't get the results you want, and you may as well not do it at all. So before we begin, you must vow to yourself that you have the dedication and the discipline of a champion and use this technique every single day. It only takes a short time, but you'll be amazed at how few people can manage to keep it up for even a month. This is the difference between being the best or the rest. Visualization is using your very powerful imagination to picture in your mind the exact swim you would like to happen at a certain meet. It's often called mental rehearsal because what you're doing is rehearsing the swim in your mind, which sets up a blueprint for your body to follow. And then on the day of the meet, your body simply follows those instructions automatically. This is a classic example of how the mind controls the body, and it's highly effective. Don't be fooled by how simple it is. There's not a technique in the world that can match it for versatility. There are very few, if any, world-class athletes in any sport who don't use visualization, because it simply provides a massive advantage for those who use it. What will it do for you? It pre-programs your performance, prevents unnecessary mistakes, maintains your focus, improves rhythm and technical movements, overcomes nervousness, and builds confidence and inner belief. There simply are no other mental techniques available which can influence performance with the same effectiveness as visualization. It's easy and doesn't take very long to do, and it's not only effective but also convenient to fit in with your daily life. All you do each and every day of the week is put aside 10 minutes of your time to program your mind with success by imagining the perfect swim in your mind. Now this may sound almost too simple, but believe it or not, you've been using visualization all your life. You see, every single thought you've ever had in your entire life has created a picture in your subconscious. So really, visualization is something you've been using all your life. The only problem is, before races, many swimmers run horror movies through their minds of terrible swims they've had in the past, literally programming themselves to fail. And of course, it works very well. This creates mental blocks that needs to be overcome before they can improve any further. You see, the subconscious simply accepts whatever thoughts you put into it. It will act on negative suggestions just as easily as positive ones. This is actually great news because from today, you're going to begin feeding positive information into your subconscious. I will take you through a powerful visualization exercise later, so let's discuss some of the important elements essential for successful visualization. First of all, it's important before you begin the visualization exercise to make sure you won't be interrupted by noise or other people. The reason for this is because you're going to vividly imagine yourself doing the perfect swim, literally fooling your subconscious into believing that you are swimming. And so it's important that outside noise doesn't interrupt your programming. So before you begin, make sure the phones are turned off and no one is going to come into the room and interrupt you. The state of relaxation also allows the exercise to make a more powerful impression upon your subconscious, without the interruption of chatter from your conscious mind. The visualization exercise takes care of this by taking you through several powerful methods of relaxation, so that if you eventually decide to visualize without the use of this program, you'll have several methods you can use. Once you're relaxed, it's then time to begin creating movies in your mind, with yourself as the star of the movie. You can do this in several ways. The structured method is where you visualize yourself doing everything in the order it would normally happen, such as arriving at the pool, being in the marshalling area, then being on the block ready to go, followed by the dive, the swim, the result, and maybe the celebration with your family and friends afterwards. Otherwise, the free-flowing method is where you simply allow the images to run freely through your mind in any particular order that feels comfortable. Either of these methods are equally effective. You can use either one or even mix the two together a little if you wish. It's your movie and you're the director, so you can make it any way you want. It doesn't matter if you don't get perfect technicolor pictures in your mind when you visualize, so don't worry about that at all. Your subconscious knows exactly what you're trying to imagine. In fact, it's not so much the pictures that are important as the feelings that you inject into your visualizations. When you add emotions and powerful feelings to the images you're creating, it makes a much deeper impression on your subconscious. And so obviously, when you're imagining yourself swimming unbelievably well, you would create feelings of excitement, strength, power, of being unbeatable. If you're in a cinema watching a movie, you don't sit there and say, "This isn't real, this is just a screen and a projector, I can't get into this." Because if you really want to enjoy the movie, you willingly suspend your disbelief for a while and just immerse yourself in the movie. Once you do this, you get emotionally involved in the movie and you really enjoy it. This is exactly what you need to do with your mental programming. You go into your own little world and create this lifelike movie about yourself and feel the emotions of being a winner. This sends clear messages to your subconscious which it will act upon. This is one of the most essential ingredients for success. Something else you can keep in mind for the future is that music can be very powerful when you're visualizing, because it can help you to feel the emotions more easily. You can actually create your own personal visualization program by recording 3 or 4 stirring, uplifting songs onto a tape or CD that make you feel like a winner. You can even put a relaxing song on first to get yourself nice and relaxed before the motivational songs come on. These can be very handy before a race because you can use a Walkman or Discman to go into your own little world and program your mind for success. This is a great way of overcoming the tension in the marshalling area. I'll be telling you more about this in future. When you visualise, feel free to use some creativity in this movie you're making. Use imagery, such as imagining your body in the shape of a torpedo or a dolphin, cruising through the water at amazing speed, will also send strong messages through to your subconscious, and this works very well. The only other important things to remember when using the visualization technique is to keep all images positive and present tense. By positive, I mean to imagine yourself winning, not losing. It's amazing how many people see themselves lose in their mind, and it works really well. You must always win all of the races in your mind, and the easier, the better. Also, if you're programming yourself for a meet that's in a month's time, don't imagine it being in the future. You must always visualize it as if every event is happening right now. Your subconscious has no concept of time whatsoever, so if you set your goals into the future, that's where they'll stay, in the future. They'll never arrive in the here and now. So even if you're visualizing the Olympics, swim that Olympic race every single day in your mind as if it's happening right here and now. By the time you're at the Olympics, you'll have already swum that race 1,000 times. This brings us to the most essential ingredient for successful visualization, which is to visualize regularly. It's better to visualize for 10 minutes each day than to visualize for 2 hours but only 3 days a week. This is why. Just imagine your mind as a swimming pool, and each day you put 2 or 3 drops of red ink into it. For a few days or weeks, it's possible you may see no change at all in the pool, but after a couple of months, you'll have a completely red pool. This is how your mind works, with gradual change. If you visualize each day for 10 to 15 minutes and be patient for the results, not expecting miracles overnight, then you'll vastly improve your times in the pool. Most people give up on their mental training after a few weeks because they don't always see results immediately. It just doesn't work that way. You didn't give up on swimming in the first few weeks because you couldn't swim Olympic times, did you? The same goes with mental training. You get better the more you practice. If you can keep it up for 6 weeks, you'll have created a routine for yourself and should be pretty close to getting some great results. So set yourself a target of doing it every day for 42 days, and then it will virtually become a part of your everyday routine, just like your training. Remember, champions leave nothing to chance. They train themselves physically and mentally. This technique is used all over the world, not only in swimming, but all sports, as well as in the health industry, business, and success training. It's recognized as one of the leading transformational techniques in the world today. Another of its uses is to help overcome extreme nervousness. If you ever feel so nervous that you think it will badly affect your race, then this technique may be very helpful for you. Not all nervousness is bad, however. It's often a sign that you're psyched up and ready to go. So don't worry if you're nervous. This technique is used purely for extreme nervousness. I had one swimmer who was so nervous she would literally vomit before each race. Now that's extreme nervousness. Luckily, this technique helped her considerably. The daily visualization exercise you'll be doing will show you each day how to create a place called your sanctuary, a place of total peace and serenity, so that you can actually take yourself into this state for 10 minutes before a race if you feel you need it. If you're feeling overly nervous before a race, you don't use any images or thoughts of swimming whatsoever during the exercise. You simply remain in your sanctuary for 10 minutes and then come out. Doing this for 10 minutes will reduce your stress levels but won't affect your motivation or fighting spirit. We don't want you feeling so at peace with the world that you don't care if you win. Here's a quick rundown of how to use the sanctuary technique at the pool to overcome extreme nervousness. You simply find a relatively quiet place away from noise, and sometimes putting on headphones and closing your eyes can stop others bothering you. Or you might even want to skip out to the car in the car park if you have time. Get comfortable, but if you're afraid of going to sleep, not too comfortable, and then all you do is imagine a beautiful place, it could be real or imagined, where you would go if you wanted to be totally relaxed and alone, a place where you could escape the world for a while. This place could be in a rainforest, an island, on a beach, or anywhere else you can think of. You imagine the perfect place and fill it with sounds and feelings you would expect to experience there, such as total peace and relaxation, a place where there's no pressure or expectations of you. This is a place where you don't have to do anything at all, just be there in total peace, feeling the relaxation flowing through every pore of your body. Now it's important to feel that you can stay in this place as long as you wish, even though you're only going to be there for 10 minutes. Forget the time pressures, the races, or anything else that's bothering you, and just allow yourself to be at total peace during this time. This will be your sanctuary, a secret place you can go to in your mind whenever you like to get away from the stresses of swimming or anything else, exams, work, whatever. Whenever you imagine yourself there, your mind will automatically recognize it as a signal to relax and you'll unwind quicker each time. When you finish the exercise, you'll feel relaxed and rejuvenated and you'll be ready to go out there and feel strong and confident. Remember, a little nervousness is okay. It's only the extreme nervousness that can affect your performance, and that's removed by this technique. The peace and clarity of thought that you receive from this will remain with you for several hours, after which you can always do it again if needed. This is one of the best techniques for overcoming stress, anxiety, and nerves. You'll experience this technique in your daily visualization exercise. Now, we'll move on to one last technique, which, like visualization, can be used to pre-program performance, as well as improving your consistency, your belief in yourself, and creating a more positive attitude. Like visualization, this technique works best when used on a daily basis as well. However, it can also be used when you're experiencing any problems, like when you're feeling low in confidence or nervous before a race. This technique, called an affirmation, is designed to change negative thought patterns and beliefs by literally bombarding the subconscious with one repetitive thought over and over again until it accepts it. For instance, let's say you're having a problem with your stroking rhythm and you're losing power and speed. This means that your conscious mind is sending hundreds of erratic thoughts through to your subconscious, and so you're getting an erratic result in your performance. This would be a great time to use an affirmation before you swim in the next heat. You would repeat a phrase to yourself over and over again in your mind for about 10 minutes. Let's say something like, perfect rhythm, perfect rhythm, perfect rhythm. This stops your conscious mind from sending those destructive thoughts, and then it bombards your subconscious with one positive thought again and again until finally your subconscious begins coordinating your rhythm perfectly. You see, your subconscious controls all your movement and coordination, and so it's very important to give it the right commands. This is how affirmations work, and believe me, there's nothing strange or unusual about them because you're talking to yourself all the time. 60,000 thoughts a day are going through your mind. The only difference is, with affirmations, you actually get to choose what you want your mind to think, instead of allowing it to run rampant as it normally does. Possibly the greatest boxer of all time was Muhammad Ali, who won the world heavyweight boxing title 4 times in his career. And something he used to say to his opponents and the press was, "I am the greatest." He used to repeat this again and again before his fights and during press conferences. Back in the 1970s, most people didn't realise that not only was he chanting this to affect his opponent, but he was also sending his own subconscious a powerful affirmation that he was the greatest boxer of all time. Needless to say, this proved to be correct, and he became the greatest boxer of his era and possibly all time. So basically, all you've got to do is create your own affirmations and repeat them over and over again, especially in the 10 minutes before a race is about to start. This is a very powerful time to use them. It has to be the most simple and convenient technique we have at our disposal, because unlike visualization, you don't have to be in a state of relaxation to do affirmations. You can do them anytime, waiting for a race, in the car, while you're walking, anytime. Obviously, they don't need to be repeated out loud, otherwise you might get some pretty weird looks from people. You simply repeat them to yourself in your mind over and over again for a minimum of 30 times in a row. Or if it's to overcome a major problem, probably more, say 100 or 200 times in a row. It's that easy. However, there are some important things to know about affirmations, because if you use them negatively, they can have a disastrous effect on your swimming. First of all, there are two types of affirmations, ones you use for short-term goals and ones you use for long-term goals. For instance, if you're feeling really nervous before a race, obviously you need to program yourself fairly quickly, and so you would repeat an affirmation 50 times in a row, something like, "I'm calm and relaxed, I'm calm and relaxed, I'm calm and relaxed," or "power and speed, power and speed, power and speed," and slowly you'll become more relaxed or confident over the next 10 minutes. The effect of the affirmation will probably last a few hours, but certainly not for days, weeks, or months. This is a short-term affirmation. But let's say that you've had a confidence problem that's been there for a few years, and so simply repeating an affirmation for 5 minutes probably won't get rid of the problem. For instance, I worked with a national swimmer who virtually came second in every race for 4 years. This isn't a bad result, mind you, but he was frustrated because he could never actually win the important races. Now, this would be a long-term problem which needed to be overcome, and this would take maybe 1 to 2 months of affirmations and visualizations to completely overcome it. With long-term problems such as this, you need to use affirmations each and every day, 50 times or more a day, for maybe a month or two, until you feel that the problem has virtually disappeared. So in this way, you can use this technique on a daily basis to overcome long-term problems, and at the same time reinforce more positive aspects, such as increased confidence, belief, relaxation, speed, or endurance. An example would be, if you had a long-term confidence problem, you might repeat an affirmation such as, "I have unlimited potential," or "I'm unbeatable." Anything that sounds good to you, and repeat it 50 times a day until you feel that you've grown more confidence in your ability. There are some important tips to make sure that your affirmations work effectively. Firstly, when you repeat your affirmation, it must be done with great repetition. You must say it over and over and over again. Otherwise, it simply gets lost in all the chatter constantly going on in your conscious mind. The only way you can make any real impression on your subconscious is to repeat the affirmation a minimum of 30 times. Of course, the more you repeat the affirmation, the better your chance of creating change more quickly, so there's no limit to how many times you wish to repeat an affirmation. Also, if you're working on a long-term goal, then you need to repeat the affirmation every single day for a minimum of a week, and maybe up to 4 or even 8 weeks, depending on how long it takes to get the results you want. Once you feel happy with the results you're getting, change the affirmation and focus on some other area of your performance. Keep all of your affirmations short so that they're easy to repeat. And remember to aim them at something specific. For instance, "I'm a quick starter," or "I always finish strongly." If you use an affirmation like, "I'm better than I was before," that would confuse your mind, because it wouldn't know when "before" was meant to be. And so a better affirmation would be, "I'm better than ever." remember that you can use affirmations in any area of your performance, such as speed, rhythm, confidence, or relaxation. A couple of good speed affirmations are, "I swim like lightning," or "power and speed." But of course, no one can tell you exactly what affirmations to use, not me or anyone, because only you know the specific words that will inspire and motivate you. No one else can do this for you, so create your own affirmations and use words that give you a buzz and make you feel good. Don't use ones that feel boring to you, like saying, "I swim well." Use words that will make a real impression on your mind, such as, "I'm swimming brilliantly." Use words that give you power and energy, that make you feel good just by saying them. That's what makes a powerful affirmation. Here are some popular examples of affirmations, just to give you an idea. So grab a pen and paper so you can jot down any ones you might like, or get ready to remember them from these examples I'm about to give you. You may think of some better ones of your own later. You'll find that you may like some of these and dislike others, but only jot down the ones you like because they'll be the most effective for you. Okay, I'll just reel them off one after another. Ready? Here goes. Power and speed. Perfect rhythm. Lightning speed. Easy and effortless. I'm unbeatable. I'm the best. I have unlimited energy. I always win finals. Nothing can stop me. Everything is flowing perfectly. Power and courage. I'm unstoppable. Steady and consistent. I'm constantly improving. I swim faster and stronger every day. I feel great. I'm fit, fast, and confident. I have unlimited potential. I always finish strongly. I move like a torpedo. Perfect swim. I'm better than ever. I'm calm and relaxed. Peace flows through me. These are some examples, and you might come up with some of your own. Two other important qualities which these possess is that they are affirmations which are worded positively and in present tense. This means don't use a downbeat one, such as "I won't lose," because that would be just asking for trouble. Present tense means the affirmation must mean that whatever you're saying is really happening right here and right now, not in the future. So even if you're training for a meet that's in a month's time, make your affirmation sound as if it's actually happening right now. "I always win finals" would then be a better affirmation than "I will win the final," because your mind will ask, "When will I win the final? In 10 years?" And there would be no response. So make them in the present tense. Some swimmers find these techniques a little different or weird to begin with, because they're something completely new that they have never encountered before. And this is what I usually tell them. I ask them if they consider the champion swimmers to be just like everyone else, and they usually answer no. Then I say that if the champions are different to the others, then they must do something different as well. So the choice is, you can either do what everyone else does and be like everyone else, otherwise you can do something a little different, like champions do, and be a little different to everyone else. So let's face it, who wants to be just another face in the crowd? If you're really serious about creating a mental training program for yourself and not giving up in the first month, which the average swimmer does, mark on your daily mental training chart, which I've sent you, each day that you've done your mental exercises. Once you've done these for 6 weeks, you'll find that you're in a routine and it will be easy from then on. The hard part is to keep it up for the first 6 weeks, and it's this time which separates those who succeed from those who don't. Affirmations and visualization are powerful ingredients which work together and can be used to overcome almost any problem that you may encounter. You can focus these techniques on any particular area and create major improvement in a relatively short time. It doesn't matter whether you need to gain more confidence, swim faster, have greater endurance, increase your energy, motivation, determination, overcome technical weaknesses, or even heal injuries faster. It can all be done using the enormous power of your mind. When you've created a daily routine using these techniques, they form a powerful, automatic boost to your performance and confidence, and you feel more in control and at peace. When done regularly, they can help you to smash through the barriers that have been holding you back and unleash your true potential to the world. So be disciplined and patient, and you'll meet with success that even you didn't know was possible. Now is probably a good time, if you have 10 to 15 minutes, to use your daily visualization exercise. So remember, before you begin, to turn the phone down and make sure you won't be interrupted by anyone while you're in the relaxed state. This exercise provides your daily pre-programming session, which begins with a deep relaxation exercise, followed by powerful positive suggestions that will go directly into your subconscious, and then followed by a guided visualization exercise. This exercise should be done each and every day. However, if you decide that you wish to visualize without the audio exercise, that's fine. Just make sure that you take yourself through the same process each and every day of the week. So best of luck, and use the discipline and patience of a champion to make yourself as mentally powerful as you are physically, and watch as your results improve dramatically. I hope that I'll be reading about your performances in the future and watching you give interviews on television. Begin now and show the world what you can do.